tell you what's changed right now. In a different field, different lane right now. Now I'm in the murk switching lanes right now. Passive income getting paid right now. Used to roll around with sinners, bulldozers and killers. Now we focused on figures, three-course meals for dinners, five-star suites and villas. Now the swag hit different. Now, cause the bag is different.
This can't come out.
Higher up. Did they hire out the whole thing?
I don't know. I haven't even spoken to him.
Okay.
Sorry. Okay.
Now explain yourself. Why are you late?
Okay, sorry. Firstly, no one should be making anyone wait for over 2 hours. I really do apologize. It was business related and then everything just had a knock-on effect.
Mm-hmm.
So
you look really sorry. So I don't know.
Oh, do I? Because
yeah,
I proper was stressing.
Sorry.
Like,
why are you stressing?
Because I'm late, innit? I, you know, quite a couple hours late at that as well. So
sweet. Anyway, just introduce yourself.
Normally,
I'm
quite punctual. What's my name? My name is Jaydana.
Okay, cool. Now, explain why your name is Jaydana.
Explain why my name is Jaydana. Okay, we're getting right in there.
Yes.
Okay, cool.
You know, because technically,
okay, cool.
You
okay.
Finished at seven, technically.
Okay.
Yeah, let's see.
Okay, dummy. Okay.
But are you ready to go out afterwards? Do you want to go out afterwards?
Yeah, that's okay. What I'm more about, to be honest, right now. I need to go out. We need to catch up.
Okay, sweet,
love. Okay, so why is my name Jaydana? So I was born Jade. My twin was born Alana. She died, so... as homage, well, my nan started to call me Jaydana, and I was like, I like that, Nanny. So I've taken it on, basically. Mm-hmm. So Jaydana is my name. Not legally yet, though. I haven't changed my papers or anything.
You've been Jaydana for like 3-4 years.
I know, but I haven't, yeah, but that will soon come. But ultimately, I'm Jaydana. So.
But who called you Jade currently?
At work, I suppose. It was easier because I get Jaydina, Jaydiana, all the variations, even though it's not a very complicated name. Mm-hmm. But yeah. It's confusing my work people now, to be honest. Because I'm coming out as Jaydana for work as well, like through and through. But yeah.
But technically, they can call you Jade as a nickname, no?
Yeah, Jada.
Or Jade.
You can, but they can't.
Yeah. But I'm saying in terms of like, if your name's Jaydana, but I'm saying if someone knew you had a different setting, they could, like, if your name's Jaydana.
Right.
And if I just met you,
yeah,
I could be like Jade, but you wouldn't accept it.
No, because you wouldn't know me. If you just first met me, I would say my name's Jaydana, so you couldn't call me Jade.
My cousin's called Jana Sola.
Right.
And her nickname is Jade.
Okay.
So kind of, you know what I'm saying?
No.
You just don't want to be called Jade at all, isn't it?
No, if you know from before, uh-huh, then that's how you know I knew you from before, because mm-hmm, my name's Jade from before. But if you're new in my life, it's Jada or Jaydana.
Okay,
to the new people.
Now, basically, how we usually like to start this off is, how do we know each other, innit?
Yeah.
Yeah, so how do we know each other?
Well, what's your version, to be fair? Because my thing is that technically I met you through Shoshana.
Yeah.
Right?
But technically, also,
yeah,
that's a fact.
Right.
But I'm not sure I met you through her. I knew of you through her.
Yeah.
But I met you at the food hall, innit?
Okay.
What did you think?
I you know what, Dami?
Nah, because I saw your face.
No,
your face
because when you say food hall, what food are you even talking about? Sorry.
Food hall.
What food hall? Oh, what?
John Lewis? Yeah.
I didn't meet you there. That's not the first time I met you.
Yeah, I would have met you before, but I'm saying in terms of...
of actually
because,
us, like...
funny enough,
yeah.
Because of your vibe beforehand,
right.
I thought
you
would... I don't know why, I assume. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe because it's the hot girl vibe in it. I thought that you was rude.
Okay, right.
Now, but when I met you at John Lewis, I'm like, oh my God, this is actually a pleasant person. Like, you were nice and smiley all the time and friendly, innit? Yeah. So that's why I could say I probably met you.
Right.
Really, through the food hall.
Yeah, you're right. I wouldn't have even said that myself, but you are correct, yeah.
Sweet.
You are right, yeah.
And so what was your version of events then?
No, do you know what? I would have said that we just met at an event that I was with Shoshana, and then I met you there. In my head, that's how it was. I don't know.
Which event would that have been? I've only been to one event with you, which is Tory Lanez.
In my head, Dami, I feel like you were around college days, and so when... we went out randomly. That's how I first met you. But if that's not the case, that's not the case.
Interesting. To be fair,
from the time you're good people to me, you become good people in it. So you just merge into like the good place in my past. So you're just like college days, true. You know what I mean?
That's in our relationship now, basically. When's the last time I've even seen you, in fact?
Oh, it's been a long time. It's been so long. I don't know, 4-3 years? Yeah, but before lockdown, wasn't
yeah, but what, yeah, but what would there have been? Even?
It was your event I come to last time. Yes.
Oh, when they locked you out. You. Where they is the you one where they locked you in the chocolate shop when there was that woman was tripping. I remember she and you made some friends outside.
Okay.
You don't.
I don't remember that.
I remember. Thing. I remember there was an event.
It was your event.
Yeah, it was my event. Right.
We were outside.
Yeah.
The garden part. Of the venue.
That's the one.
Right.
And I remember that woman, the owner of the club, was tripping and locked you lot outside of that place.
Oh.
Yeah, the garden part. Okay. Do you smoke?
I'm telling. Don't smoke weed, people. I used to. Listen. I used to.
How long ago? When did you stop?
When did I stop? I don't know, like 5 years ago, maybe. I would still smoke, but very infrequently, like summertime or whatever. But I was I was once upon a time a weed head. I feel like this
is appropriate as well. Anything that we were, because obviously we're recording now.
Yeah.
Anything that even sees the light of day gets sent to you first.
Right, that's fine. I'm quite, I don't really, you know what I mean? Open. Yeah, I'm quite, I'm quite open with stuff. I'm very...
Well, you're willing to speak about anything?
Pretty much, yeah. I'm quite open.
You're so annoying, man.
I know I am. I'll let you say that to me. I'm so sorry. I told you we can do this again. I did say...
We will do this again,
yeah. We're going to have to do this again.
How am I going to have to book it? Do I have to tell you to come?
I'm normally punctual. I am. That's why I got so frustrated. I'm normally punctual. I'm an interpreter. I'm a BSL interpreter, right? You have to be on time. And on time means being early even, so... It's just everything had a knock-on effect today. So I was chasing time, like, literally all day today, chasing time.
Sorry, I can see by your eyes that you're...
I'm sorry. I'm actually really sorry. But,
anyway, but how did you get into science?
So I've got a cold as well, so I'll be able to edit out the sniffing and stuff as well.
I'm not Harry Potter.
Okay, cool. Sorry, because every time I'm out of you.
Anyway, basically, the plan needs to be, as soon as someone knocks on the door, really, then I'll be like, yeah, we're leaving now. Explain yourself.
5 minutes. Right, what?
How did you get into interpreting?
Okay. We've always had a very weird connection to sign language as a family. Very strange. Obviously, we've done our history. There's no actual like deaf members in the family on both my mum and dad's sides. But both my grandparents learned sign language as a want in their careers. One is from Sheffield, one is from Barbados. So completely, do you know what I mean? Different sides of the world. And all my dreams before 5 were in sign.
What?
So yeah, that's how everyone spoke in my dreams, in sign language. And when I told my mum, she told me that she had hoped, it sounds a bit bizarre, but she had hoped I might be deaf so that she could raise a confident black deaf child, because my mum's a bit crazy like that. She just wanted the challenge of it. But the reason being that is because my mum, when she was pregnant, she was a social worker years and years and years and years and years ago. She was the only black woman in the whole of the borough or even London at the time. I don't know, it was a long time ago. And a client came in who was also black and deaf. So it was like double discrimination. No one wanted to work with her. They basically hit it off. My mum didn't know sign language at the time. She started to learn and was pregnant with me at the time. And so that's where she got this whole thing of like, whoa, like she learned about the history and the culture, which is a lot to go into. A lot of people don't know about it, but it's got a very deep history and oppression as well. Sign language was banned for 100 years in 1880. So if you were a deaf child back then, you were sent to boarding school, you were put in straitjackets, you were beaten because it was considered barbaric to sign. So they were considered not human. So a lot of like deep history, basically. So obviously my mum really connected with this woman and started to learn sign language. And then, yeah, when I told her when I was like 5 or 6, she literally was like gobsmacked.
You said, oh, basically people in my dreams are doing sign language. So you knew what sign language was at the time already?
Well, I did. I just saw it as a form of talking.
Did you understand what they were saying?
No. What, in the dreams?
Yeah,
in the dreams I did, but it wasn't like in my dream I was consciously signing, I can understand them. It was just how everyone spoke. You know, like
but
in dreams.
But they wasn't speaking, using their hands, but you knew what they meant when they were saying it.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Fucking hell, man.
Yeah, I don't intend to tell it. It's a long-winded story and people get a bit worried and all this type of stuff. But that's what I'm trying to say. It's like a really weird spiritual connection I feel like we've had. I personally feel like sign language is the first ever form of a language and communication amongst people, that regardless of whether you are deaf or not. It makes sense because it's evident today, 8% of our communication is body language still. You know,
yeah, that would make sense.
As
far as I'm aware, innit, my vibe was when I met you, which was before around college times.
Yeah.
You wasn't doing sign, was you?
Yeah, I was. I was doing evening classes at that time.
Oh shit! Okay, cool.
Mm, yeah.
Because I remember when you went ham. I feel like when you went ham doing sign as a writer, that was your main thing.
Yeah.
I had already known you at that time.
By the time I was in college, I had been doing, I think I was level 2 by that point.
Mm-hmm.
But I was doing the childcare route initially because I initially wanted to teach deaf children English. I wanted to teach deaf children, hearing children, sign language.
Mm-hmm.
So I was going down the teacher route initially. And that's why I did my qualifications, like did my teacher degree qualifications. I was a SENCO, Special Educational Needs Coordinator.
Mm-hmm.
So I did that route first, but then when I found whatever, I was like, I want to do something specifically more directed at sign language.
Mm-hmm.
And I literally, I mean, that's a whole other story and how that happens, but basically, long story short, is I ended up at uni and I went to an open day and that's when I learned. I did a BSL / English interpreting degree.
What does BSL stand for again?
British Sign Language. Oh, yeah.
Okay, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Now, what's your actual goal, like, fully? Like, where
what do in you life?
Want... No, not... well...
We, that's how long.
The guy, fuck you.
What, with what? Well,
yeah, what was, like, career-wise, you reckon?
What is it now? Yeah. What is my goal, career-wise? Yeah. That's a really big question. In relation to interpreting, it's been today, well, not today, this year makes it 10 years. Mm-hmm. So I've been interpreting for 10 years.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much. It's beautiful because now I can really pick where I want to work. So I do a lot of media bookings, concerts, all that type of stuff. Like that's what, yes, but I ain't telling you. I don't tell nobody. I'll just get random calls. Like, I swear I just saw you. I'm like, did I look good? Because if not, that weren't me.
Remember that guy?
Which one? Some... The fake guy.
Yeah.
Damn me. This is why you need to be my friend because you can't be saying these standard basic somethings.
Yeah, but I'm saying, how did that make you feel when you saw him? Were you like, this nigga's an imposter?
With the one, the Nelson Mandela one?
Yeah. That guy. One of the biggest TV moments of all time. They got a sign guy that doesn't even do sign.
Yeah.
He was over there just going like this.
Yeah, he had mental health issues.
Okay.
Yeah.
But that made you, well, I could have told you that.
Yeah.
Who on earth would go on the biggest TV stage of all time, pretend to be a sign and an interpreter, and not know how to sign?
Yeah, but it's all, but how did that even happen as well? It, for me, it's funny on a surface level, but it's quite deep rooted. Like that's Nelson Mandela. That goes to show that our African people they ain't being covered. How can some little note cowboy stand up there?
Mm-hmm.
Big old Nelson Mandela. That's serious. That goes to show access over there is not the one still.
He claims knows how to do it though, but he just had a mental
break.
That's what his vibe was.
He weren't doing nothing that made no sense at all. You could have made more sense up there than me, than him. So
apparently you were just doing one thing and repeating it.
That's ridiculous. Stupidness, But in relation to where I want it to go, I suppose I'm venturing onto other things alongside it. So it will always be a passion of mine because, like I said, I feel personally connected to it besides work. But I am venturing on to other things. So, my businesses, I don't really like talking about my things
set,
but I've got some eco businesses. Which I think I've told you about, haven't I? I have told you the bikini one was time ago. That was swimwear, beachwear made from plastic from the sea.
By the way, as your niece got this.
Yes, she has, Danny. Did you see our pictures together?
Yeah, I saw a couple, but I'm not sure if this was one of the ones I saw.
Hers is a leggings and a top that I got.
She went on holiday with
my baby niece.
And they were just matching.
Matching every day, swim costumes
every
as well.
Day. Listen,
that's my little Cody. That's my girl.
Are you her favorite? Are you her favorite person?
She calls me Monty, which means mommy auntie. So go figure. Okay.
Wait, did she make that for herself or did you give it to her?
No, my friends also called her Monty. So I said, yes, call me Monty. I like that one. Yeah. But there's four of us. I'm her godmom as well. So
all right, that must have been a hard decision.
What, for my baby sister?
Yeah.
Wait, it was heartbreaking to the others. Heartbreaking to the other sisters in general, but not hard to see.
No, there's one that's before you two, isn't there?
Yeah, I've got four sisters. Yeah,
you've got one that is... so. It's,
I'm the middle. I've got two older, two younger.
So technically...
Yeah.
In proximity, it should be the other one, isn't it? That is godmother, really.
Which one? What, the youngest? Is the second youngest?
No, because the youngest one is the one with the baby.
Youngest one's baby. Yeah, the one that's younger than you.
Yeah, yeah. That one should be godmother. Why? Because they should be closer, isn't it? Technically.
No, well, the thing is, we are all so close to sisters, but not really. The smaller the gap with siblings, the more rivalry there is.
Uh-huh.
Technically, like, kinds of. So there's a 4-year gap between them, but there's a 10-year gap between me and Sade.
Mm.
So, me and my baby sister. So
Sade, that's a vibe. That's a Nigerian name.
Is it?
You didn't know that?
No.
Oh, she's probably named after the singer then, but she's Nigerian as well.
I picked her name, so she oh, was, shit. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, so, yeah, it's a Nigerian name,
is
man.
Is it? What's it mean?
I have no idea, man.
Oh, you don't know? No. You can't say them things and not come with the cultural answer.
I don't know you're going to say that. I don't know you're going to say Sade. Funny enough, this is not the first time that me and you are actually on camera together.
Is it not? Oh, gosh. Yeah. When was the last time? Remind me.
But I haven't seen it, though.
What?
One time when I came to your yard, your mum made us do that thing.
Oh, yeah. Gosh, go on, carry on.
Yeah.
Fill in the gaps a bit more.
Yeah, she made us do that thing. I forgot what it was about.
Was it at her house?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was for filming.
Yeah, and we filmed for something.
Yes, I remember.
Yeah.
Because my mum's old house, she used to advertise it for filming, like movies or whatever.
Where she live now?
She lives
from there. That yard was massive.
Listen. Yeah, she reluctantly left. Divorce settlement is what made that happen. So,
shit, man. Yeah. Fuck, man. Yeah, man. Am I pissed off? Yeah. It's not my house, isn't it? I'm just saying, it was beautiful house, man.
Yeah, I know. And nice garden stuff. I know. She's back in her first ever house she bought. She's back there now, which is still a nice house. It's still quite a big house.
Yeah. Oh, shit, yo. Okay. I can go 5 minutes, man.
Sweet. This is why, guys, you gotta be on time, guys. You gotta be on time. Oh, my gosh. Oh, dummy. Okay, right.
Don't watch that.
Don't worry. Are we gonna go out now?
Yeah.
Tell you what's changed right now. In a different field, different lane right now. Now I'm in the mud switching lanes right now. Passive income getting paid right now. Used to roll around with sinners, bulldozers and killers. Now we focused on figures. 3-course meals for dinners. 5-star suites and villas. Now the swag hit different. Now, the bag is different.
This can't come out.